Amen. Thank you, Peggy. You know, I just did it already. It's the lighting or the Rockies or something. The point of World Communion Sunday is that we come together. So let me ask you now, we're going to rise and greet each other in the peace of Christ, as we do in this church every Sunday. And my challenge to you is that you shake the hand of at least three people that you don't know either at all or at least very well. So seek out new people to share the peace of God, and let us welcome each other in Christ's peace. Earlier I was talking to Neo of the Tongan Fellowship, and we were talking about the order of worship, and he said, well, so when the Tongan choir is finished singing, they get to go downstairs and eat, right? And I said, well, sort of want to wait for the end of the service to happen, because I don't want him in line before me. But let us come together with smiles on our faces now, with hands and hearts warmed by sharing Christ's peace and God's love with each other. Let us quiet ourselves and calm our hearts as we come together in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, on this Sunday morning, our attention may be diverted by baseball games and activities in our lives, children, concerns, worldly interests. And we ask that you help us celebrate the goodness of our lives. But we also today, Lord, ask that you push us deeper into your understanding. That today there are people throughout this world who woke to see the sun, who are hungry and thirsty. There are people whose families have been decimated by war. There are people in other places, places not of their choosing, people who are fighting wars because of duty and patriotism. We ask for your presence, Lord, for all of these folks, for people who are hurting, for people who need your love. Embolden us, Lord, to share your love with everyone we meet. Allow us, Lord, the gift of coming together as one body of Christ to your table that has three congregations but one people. We may share of the body and blood of Christ, that this may serve as human food for our bodies and as spiritual fuel for following you. God, hasten the return of your kingdom to this earth, that we may have boldness in helping to bring it about. Dear God, listen today as we offer our praises to you in song, in prayer, and in celebration of your table. We ask for your presence, Lord, for the strength of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, and the fellowship of Jesus Christ. Amen.